Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Have you ever walked into a supermarket and just bought the thing you went in for? If not, False Economy could well be the podcast for you. You can expect flawless money-saving tips from the likes of Nick Hancock.
I would find a salesman and say, if you want to rip somebody off, I'm your man.
Zoe Lyons.
It's 175.
I would not have guessed.
But it comes with quite a sturdy bag.
And Mark Watson.
The moment where I click and it says, you're going to Grimsby, and I'm like, that is still bad news, but it's £25 less.
False Economy. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vic Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
Good evening, people of Edinburgh. Please welcome to the stage, Vic Slayton!
Oh, look at all of you. This is really exciting. How's your Friday night so far? Ideal. That is exactly what I want to hear. Now, I sound like Bonnie Tyler today because I was allowed to DJ at the Gilded Balloon last night, which was me pressing play on Spotify three times. So it wasn't legit DJing. I dropped Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, forgot it wasn't karaoke, went absolutely mad, and now I sound like this. So you're going to have to forgive me if I sound a bit ragged. I'm delighted to see you. Who here, by show of whooping and applause, has heard of Comedy Arcade before today? Yeah, see, it's not a lot, is it? This is my 10th one, and it's a lesson I can't learn. I was like, one day it'll be all fans. But no, today's not the day. Clearly you're all listeners and you've got bonked on the head, so you've forgotten what it's all about. So don't worry. I will tell you. But first of all, I want to introduce my right-hand man. He is the Alan Davis to my Sandy Toksvig. It's Rich Wilson, everyone. Look at all the people.
I know. Look at all the people. Hello. How are we? Are we good? Lovely to see you. We were just saying out there, it's a wonderful hubbub coming off of you as we could hear you sitting and they're in a nice mood, aren't they? Lovely.
Listening to all your conversations backstage. We're just by there for the whole time.
Yeah, just behind there. We were just stood like loonies, just stood there.
It's creepy.
Queuing to come on.
Oh, I tell you what, right, this is just a bit of advice. Don't buy the porn star martinis from the bar, right? This is a public service announcement. This is dog shit, right? I don't know what it is. Like... Before I forget, it's too late for me, but save yourselves. Rich, should we talk about what the rules of the game are? Because five people have heard of it.
You do this to me every time. I don't know what they are.
And one day you'll know.
So we roll the balls, and then the balls, certain balls signify certain categories.
Let's turn it that
and
way.
So then whichever ball comes out, and then we go, oh, that ball is that category. And then so we get told the category, and then each panelist comes up with an anecdote or something that they've not really said before. You know, like us comedians, we've said many things many times. These are things you might not have heard of before. There was one show the other night, we had to redact the entire show because it was libelous as fuck.
A lot of it was true, though. So if you were in the room, and if you want that, you have to come every night. It's a different panel every night.
Yeah.
We will cover one because there are so many.
Anyway,
this is not Friday night late night bants, Rich. That's just not. Dark and twisty. Should we talk about the paddles?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the paddles. So the paddles.
Exactly.
We've touched a nerve over there. As long as we're only touching nerves and nothing else. Let's...
And with consent, right.
May I touch your nerves?
Oh, dear. You haven't even drunk today. What's your excuse?
That's why I'm in a really good mood.
Too many sweets in the green room.
Yeah, I'm off my nut on sugar.
It's like the time.
I'm drinking aloe vera. That's just pure sugar. Look at that. That's, you know, they put that out there like that's supposed to be like healthy. Like, oh, it's got jelly in it. I mean, that's just going to give me diabetes by the end of the night, isn't it? That, Jesus. Anyway.
It's not as bad as when you found poppers in the dressing room.
Yeah,
he's
like, poppers.
Are these poppers?
Yeah.
That was an interesting show, wasn't
it? Hey, we've all been there, right? Little jar of fluid. You're like, oh, what this?
Oh, give
this?
It a sniff.
Give it a sniff. That's poppers, that.
Right.
Next thing I know, my arsehole was dilated. I couldn't sit still. Just wonderful. Wonderful evening. I had a wonderful time. Anyway,
The paddles.
Yes. I didn't put one. Anyway, so.
You must stop.
The paddles.
The paddles.
There's three colours. And each paddle has got a different thing on them. And we give it to you and someone in the audience. You can play the paddle at any point, and it changes the flow of the game. We'll explain each colour as we go now. Who would like to be a paddle person? Who would like to be one of those people? That man there, his hand went straight
away,
up.
Yeah.
No messing. He looks like a film director. He looks like a film director.
If you want it too much, you shouldn't be allowed to have it.
No, I don't think that's true.
I'm not sure.
No. Not
he's already sat at the front, and that's a danger seat. That's
I like. Yeah. He's got. There you go. I've got a good vibe coming off of him. I like him. Right? Yes.
Which colour? Oh, it's a good one. You've got the ultimate power in the game, right? You've drawn it early. You can play this once. It's the fruit machine. What this means? I mean, you've got your own special private joke going on there. What do you?
No one's ever laughed like that before.
What do you think it means?
Hey, we'll find out, won't we? We'll find out.
Is this a sex thing?
I think so. It was the poppers that set him off. It's just... Explain the colour. Have you explained it?
Okay, so the fruit machine card. What happens when you play that? We randomise everybody's scores. So you can play it right at the end, right up until the point we issue the win, and it means that someone could absolutely have a blinding, brilliant anecdote game and Rich Wilson could still win. That's what that means.
Never won yet. I've never won yet.
Use the power wisely. Right, we got two more.
That wonderful smile.
That is beautiful.
What colour? Yellow!
Oh, this is the one that all the comedians love. Right. Chris and Kate, they're our paddle people.
Paddle people thus far.
You've got the double points. If you particularly love a story or just love a comedian that's telling the story and you want them to win, play that. They get double points on the round. It's exciting. Who wants paddle three? We haven't spoken to anybody over here yet. New balls. If you don't like the person telling the story or you don't like the story, you can play new balls. They have to stop immediately and we move on.
It was harsh last night.
It got played so maliciously last night.
The whole room went, ooh. Sorry?
Just the once.
Oh, yeah, just the once. You can only play these paddles. Is that 2 points once?
Yeah, all one go. You can't just be willy-nilly. We'll never get through.
Fruit Machine's got his finger up. Once.
Just once,
Fruit Machine.
Don't play it too early, you will regret it. No one was on any points the last time it was played, and I was like, this is a mistake. But anyway, should we introduce the panel?
I think we should.
It's time. Right, joining us as a house player, we're very excited. She is the cleverest person on daytime TV, and she's very funny. Jenny Ryan, everyone.
Yay! The vixen herself.
Cheers. Hello. I fell victim to the porn star martini. I mean, what's that? That's orange cordial at best, isn't it? Yeah. Cheap like orange cordial.
Yeah, it looks like marmalade in a beaker.
It's disgusting.
Very Paddington Bear.
Yeah, isn't it?
You can tell it's horrible because I haven't drunk it.
That's true, actually.
Hour.
You're a bit of a lush. Anyway.
But not that horrible, and then you would have downed it.
On to the next panelist.
Yes.
She is getting stars all over town. We're very lucky to have her. I feel like if we booked her any later, she might not be here. It is Sakisa.
Yes! Woo!
Hi! How's everyone doing? Oh, this is lovely room. Hello, people. Hello, you're cute. No.
Hello.
Oh, wait, is this your girlfriend? No. Oh, hello.
Oh, you with him?
It's his. Wait, so you're
what?
So you're engaged to him? Yeah, but you're engaged to him. So he's cock blocking.
What?
Okay, it got awkward. Okay,
clarify.
Okay. Yeah. Was there no like no sex before marriage? So you're like in the middle to make sure that nothing untoward happens. Oh, good lad.
That explains the high quality man spread you've got going on there. That's a hell of a wingspan on those.
I am looking. Like. I'm looking right down Main Street. That is quite the monster.
How do you know
there.
Rich was going to be sitting
did you
there?
You just say that's quite the monster.
Yeah, you can look at that fucking thing.
I think this is harassment. We will move on.
I love the fact I've come on stage and started chaos.
It is such a pattern, Rich talking about other men's penises. It is. I think you're coming out to us slowly over the course of Edinburgh Fringe.
I just admire them. I just think, what a handsome piece.
Just wants to be friends with them. Right, and on the subject of handsome pieces, we've imported him all the way from Essex, Matt Aglington, yay! Everyone!
Matty boy!
Hello!
You can tell he's a southerner, he's kept his coat on.
A handsome piece. I mean,
a handsome piece.
And he really does have a handsome piece. Here, we have known each other.
It's the bald head. I look like a handsome piece.
<Rich. laughs>
Whose handsome piece were we looking at, by the way? It was torture back there.
This man here, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah.
The one with the coral socks on.
Proper BDE.
It's a strong look. It's a strong choice to go with coral.
So Kisa is thirsty this evening.
I think we all are, really.
Right.
Hence me drinking water.
Poppers.
Hey. Right. So how the scoring works when it's not being influenced by you lovely paddle people is I score based on the things that I find the funniest and like the best. I can be flirted with. I can be flattered. And I often award the win to the person I fancy the most. So
I love the dress. The dress is sexy today, Vix.
Right. Let's get the balls going.
Oh, hello.
It's ball number 10. None of you know what that means for me. I've got such small amounts of power. I mean, I just love it. Right. Coventry it is City. Your dating deal breakers.
A man that doesn't wear coral socks.
Oh, you shady queen. Is that it?
Oh, sorry. someone who doesn't send me dick pics.
It's not a lot to ask, is it?
Yeah, without my consent. And if they are going to send me a dick pic, I don't want it head to toe. I recently got a dick pic that was head to toe. Head to toe.
What, and he was just stood there?
Naked, babe. Naked. Head to toe.
Well, it's even weirder if he's just lopped it out fully dressed, to be honest, when you're like naked.
No, but like, I just rather just have... Yeah,
his whole body.
Whole body, head to toe. And he was still wearing bangles.
Oh!
And I was like, you're going to get naked head to toe, but keep on your jewellery? Okay.
Who the fuck was this choice. Newton Faulkner?
And then... and then
he's... Like up-to-date culture reference?
The best thing about it was that how his face looked like a fish had slapped it. It was so miserable.
Come on.
I'm not going to whip out the whole penis.
I knew you were a great booking.
Thank you. I think that's disrespectful.
Was he in a mirror? Did someone else take the photo of him?
He looks like he is in prison.
How do you know this man?
Oh my god!
Dad!
Have you seen this man?
That does look like a mugshot.
It's a late night show. Right.
Hey, I didn't do anything. I just said it looked
exclusive
like him.
Content for the people in the room as well.
How
yes.
did you? How did you respond to that?
Your face looks lovely.
Got very I generally went,
what's happened with the face? I literally said it to him.
What's happened with the face? What's
did you meet him on a dating app? What's the context of this?
I've known him for about 20 years.
And you've shown him naked to all these people.
Well, no, I showed his face.
What happened? Is this the first time in 20 years?
No, I've seen a dick pic. Yes,
I've
seen his penis before. The context is we dated when I was 15.
Ah!
And he was 17. We didn't have sex because I was 15.
He's had a rough old life, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's 2 years older. He's two years older than me. And then we had a stupid teenage romance for like 3 months. And then skipped to 5 years later when I started working in a pub. The cleaner at the time came up to me, the bar manager, the pub owner, and her husband, and said to me, do you know a guy named Ashley?
Redacted.
which is his actual name. Do you know a guy named Ashley? And I was like, yeah, I dated him when I was like 15. She was like, that's my son.
Oh! Wow.
So I dated the cleaner's son in my pub.
We need some duffers for this, don't we? Like EastEnders.
The problem is, I'm not going to lie, the problem is he's got a massive penis. That's so
we haven't seen evidence of this yet, no. But I mean, bonus content later.
Yeah, bonus Thanks. Content
for the Patreon subscribers. Yeah, thoroughly solicited dick pic. Rich, what's your dating deal breaker?
Not dick pics for a start. Something that would put me off.
Yeah, straight off the bat.
I don't know. I don't know. Let me have a think.
I've got a huge. I've got a phone book full of deal breakers.
Which one would you like to pick tonight?
I've been out with some fucking idiots, so I don't really think I've got.
Oh, haven't we all?
I mean, don't Google that.
Don't Google that. Sorry, Jenny, as you were.
I think probably cutlery usage.
Tell us more.
What if they use it at all?
There's some there's some hissing over there, like the cutlery troopers.
All right, fingers only. Just carry around napkins and those little wipes you get from KFC all the time. So I was on a date with somebody who ordered a rack of ribs. Now
that is a bold date choice.
We'd been dating for a little while, so it's fine. I was settled into it, but I was not prepared for this. So, okay, I think there are a couple of legit methods of consuming a rack of ribs. I mean, how would you consume a rack of ribs if you were going to consume one?
Can I just ask, was it smothered in barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
As you were.
Yeah. So, I mean, logistically, I'm not saying morally that you would consume a rack of ribs.
Because he is a vegan.
But you want.
I wasn't going to mention that. I was going to go this whole show.
But this is why I turned to you.
You were not going to mention being a vegan in the whole show. Fuck off.
No, I'd already.
But logically, logistically, how would you approach that other than throwing them away?
You were a fair weather vegan because you wanted to get with your lovely girlfriend, fiance.
Girlfriend, yeah.
Girlfriend, not fiance.
Is this being recorded?
Upgraded. Automatic upgrade from Vix.
We can redact.
This is evidence now.
Yeah. Fair weathered vegan.
But I mean, how would you approach?
Knife and fork.
And what would you do with the knife and fork?
No.
I would. No. If we're talking about on a date.
Yeah.
On a date, if you're trying to impress someone. If we're talking like we're like 6 months into it, man, that's getting that's a different vibe. But if we're trying to impress someone, I'm very good at that.
It's the gesture.
It's the gesture, yeah.
I much more want to date you than the person I was on a date with. This sounds amazing.
Knife and fork, cut it into slices.
Between the ribs.
Between the ribs, and then cut off the meat.
I think that is the number two option. I think the number one option is to do the cutting up and then pick up each individual rib.
Yeah.
But oh, but yeah. If you're trying to be fancy, if it is an early date, I think that's the legitimate one. You slice and you use your knife and fork. This person did not use a knife at all. Only fork.
What?
Only used the fork in their right hand.
What, and then just kind
of,
going at it?
To kind of... I don't know.
If anything, mash that sounds some like of a murder off.
Like they do with the when they do the
like
duck,
pulled pork.
Duck.
No, not using the prongs. Using like the side and just sort of trying to push the meat from the bones.
Has he just been in prison his whole life, just eating?
I wish, because I wouldn't have met him. And that just made me think. It's not that I'm into. I'm not like Downton Abbey. I'm not into that kind of table manners per se, but. Just be able to use cutlery like primary school taught you. knife and fork dinner.
I don't know. I think skip straight to the 6 month stage. First, yes, there we go.
Yeah. Go away, like Henry VIII, just rip it.
I think that's legit. The only illegitimate way is just to use a fork, and it for to take about an hour to eat a rack of ribs. And I had to sit there and watch
people
this.
People are appalled.
Exactly, he's having none of it.
Names, Jenny.
Having to sit there and watch this experience was harrowing, which is why I'm sharing it with you all now. You all get the memory as well.
But why go to a restaurant then if that's what turns you off people? Don't put them in a position where they're immediately going to turn you off.
I didn't know this was an unreasonable human being. You seem perfectly reasonable.
There's also other things on the menu.
Yeah, no, I get that. But if you've got anything eating that's your hang-up, then go to the fucking cinema.
No, I did not know this was a hang-up until I saw this completely egregious use of cutlery.
Yeah, that would send you over the edge. Yeah.
It gave me the re-ick. Yeah, it's just that.
I
are you ready?
I apologise.
Oh, here he comes.
I apologise for my earlier comment. I was being flippant when I said like fucking idiots. I do apologise. I'm trying to be funny. It was wrong. I take it back. But
someone's scared.
It's only because he knows that people on the panel know who the exes are.
I ain't scared. But I went out with somebody that didn't like hot buttered toast.
Oh.
And what do you do with your life? What do you do? That's all you have, isn't it? Just hot buttered toast, and not just like didn't like it. Oh, you carry on. You have it, but you don't. It's fine. It's not my thing. That's fine. But properly like, you with your toast, and you're like, you know, it's breakfast.
It's an extravagant thing,
yeah.
Clearly.
Crumpets used to send her mad.
Like, was it the heat? Was it the toasting?
Baked goods in general. She just couldn't handle it.
So what, did she use the toast and then let it go cold?
No, she wouldn't have it. Any kind of baked good. And then there was one night I got a little bit stoned on the weed and...
And then she went,
oh, look at you, you're stoned again. And I went, well, what a surprise. You don't like baked goods anyway, so.
Oh. Mama.
Oh, dear.
That is a tremendous joke. Tremendous. But true story, she did get the arse. So I think it goes, like Jenny was saying, you know, I get it. Certain people have certain things, you know, a bit funny about food and things like that. But there's someone else I know that can't have mustard on the table, like yellow mustard. Not only don't have it on the table, it gets fucking livid if it's around. I put it out, like as you put your condiments out, and he went, get that off the fucking table, like properly. I'm like, what happened to you? Yeah.
Your house, your mustard rules, right?
Well, that's why I left.
Your own house.
Yeah.
Your mustard house.
And now I live in the car. But yeah, I get it. If some people, I think food
can't be stopped.
Yeah, I think people that are too fussy, I get it. Some people have got things, but when people are too fussy, do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, chill out, mate. You know what I mean? We're all going to die soon anyway. Putin's got his hand on the button. Anyway, so.
Rich.
Matt.
I mean, that was a new record for Rich, bringing the tone down, bringing the mood down. Yeah. That was a long time.
Right.
I see, I haven't really got, like, I've been with my girlfriend.
Gone. Look at that.
You mentioned mustard, mate, and she was gone.
She's getting herself a buttered toast.
Yeah.
give rack of ribs idea. Yeah, with a fork.
Sorry, Matt.
So, look, I've been with my girlfriend for like 14 years, right? So I can't remember my dating hang-ups.
Time out.
Oh. Yeah.
No ring?
Huh?
No ring.
No, she hasn't yet. No, not
no
yet.
No ring. What, is this 14 We've years a slave? What's going on? Come on.
That will be going out on the podcast.
You must never meet her. You must never meet her. No, but so I don't really know what my dating hangouts with. So I can only tell you, like we're living with someone now. I live with her now. And she turns everything off before we go to bed at night. Does anyone else have this in their house?
I thought that was just like dads did that.
No, like she turns every plug off like before she
goes to
bed. Isn't
that just her making sure that how you don't have to pay for electricity?
No.
In this inflation that we're living in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're a millionaire.
Someone's rich. Rockefeller
over here.
Their comedy career is going really well.
Hey, I tell you what, it's amazing the amount of money you save when you don't buy a ring. Like,
maybe that's what she's suggesting when she switched off all the fucking switches.
Yeah, yeah. He switched me off, I'll switch everything off.
Exactly.
She turned the Wi-Fi off, though. That's crazy, right? Who turns the Wi-Fi off? Seriously.
You don't need it when you're asleep.
But she falls asleep immediately, so I'm laying in bed, awake.
Doing what?
On the 4G.
Do right, you got that right way. Do what?
Looking at the pictures, the pretty pictures online.
Putting all these lights on, just fucking, yeah.
Whatever. What do I look? I thought I looked like a nice, respectable young man. Apparently, I look like a fucking...
Wanker.
Okay, good. Is it because I left my coat on? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
is it
we're putting in you now. It's, well, that was an extraordinary...
Well, that was good, wasn't it? I'm glad I came. Thanks.
It's a long way back to Essex.
Oh, the balls are rolling. Oh, that was quick.
Did you just sniff the ball? Did you just sniff the ball?
And what category does that smell like?
I thought it was the microphone.
She thought it was poppers. She thought it was
poppers. It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
You've been eating too many sweets.
Dear me. Right, what is the worst person in the world that you actually secretly like?
Oh, yeah. So someone that's like universally hated and you kind of like them. Jesus Christ.
It could be someone in your personal life. That's not any better though, is it? That's
no, I'm not answering that at all.
Someone you respect.
Who's got new balls?
Who's got new balls?
Yeah, for the love of God. Someone you like.
Yeah, but is you think is it would be frowned upon to tell a room of like 90 odd people.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, see, this is what I was hoping for.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
I like Jeremy Clarkson.
Why?
Well,
we'll hear evidence.
I don't like all the cars and that stuff. I wasn't into that, but the farming thing turned me on him. He's a funnier farmer than he is a cunty car person. So I went to his farm. I went to Diddley Squat Farm as well. Yeah, I went. I made the trip. I did.
I wondered who the kind of people were that go to that.
It's me.
I was like, who are these pricks?
It's me. Honestly, it's me. I went there. It was 16 quid for a jar of honey, right?
And you still like him?
Huh? Yeah.
Look at you with your lights on and your 16 pounds worth of honey.
I didn't buy it, mate. I turned around and went home empty handed. It was a wasted trip.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't really have anyone like that. Do you have anyone like that? Is it Kisa?
I feel like you've got one, but you're not sure if you want to share it.
I'm keeping stumming this round.
Oh, I'll tell you who I do like.
Here we go.
Now, his music, people slate him for his music, but on Twitter, James Blunt smashes.
Ah, he's funny.
He's a funny man.
He's funny.
He's great because he gets knocked all the time. But on Twitter, he steps up. He's brilliant. He kind of goes, "Yeah, I know shit." And it's just like,
"But I'm really rich."
Yeah, he goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He's like sitting in the bar for like Tupac. You're like, "Yeah, I know, yeah." So shit.
I've got one.
He's funny.
Taylor Swift.
That's not controversial, is it?
All right. We'll
I just realised what the question was.
Yeah. I was going to say, this lady didn't realise she was universally hated, Taylor Swift, did you? She was like, I love Taylor Swift.
Actually,
Taylor Swift?
So I had some smoke earlier and I just realised what the question was.
Just some toast.
It's the other way around. I hate her, but everyone fucking loves her.
All right.
She's flipping the question on its head.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
We'll take it. Come on, yeah. Why don't you like it?
She's a fucking bitch. Oh, I just don't like her. Oh, I'm Taylor Swift. I make country music. I write all my own songs. It's not fucking good. Sorry, I hate her. I actually do. I date all the men and make them look like pussies and make them wear t-shirts with my name on it. Poor Loki.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, poor Loki went through a phase.
Never felt the same about him after that.
No, I was like,
whole thing felt like I was watching behind the scenes recording of a commercial. It looked like at the end of it you were going to get a perfume commercial of Taylor Swift.
Like, do you remember when U2 gave everyone on iTunes their album for free? And we were like, we don't fucking want your album. That's what I thought was going to happen with Taylor Swift after that incident.
I didn't mind that, you know, getting given. I'm not a massive U2 fan. I was like, yeah, that's fair enough. I didn't mind it. I mean, Tom Hiddleston, though. I mean, oh, to be as pleased with yourself as Tom fucking Hiddleston is.
Oh, all right.
He's chuffed, isn't he? Isn't he pleased?
You know what? Just,
I'm Tom Hiddleston.
I'm going to piggyback on this. I'm going to piggyback because in a lot of ways I love Tom Hiddleston, but I also despise him.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen that clip of him doing his Michael Jackson impersonation?
Yeah.
Oh.
The dancing.
Honestly, that made me feel so queasy. He's on this Korean like Saturday Night Entertainment show, and they go, "Oh, Tom, we hear that you have a talent and you can impersonate Michael Jackson." And he gets up and he sings Mirror Man a cappella, but he looks so pleased with himself at the end that I then, as a palate cleanser, I had to watch Tom Holland Umbrella. Yeah. 3 times, like just to calm myself down. Yeah.
Yes. What I really loved about that is that you called the song Mirror Man.
Oh, Mirror Man, Man in the Mirror. I was like,
I was gonna let that go, but you have
that's
to
fine.
Go there. Yeah.
I mean,
I wish he'd done Mirror Man in the style of Michael Jackson. That might have been more palatable. I would have accepted it. No, that was. No.
I did hear someone I know that knows it or knows him went to a wedding, and he, as a wedding gift, did like a soliloquy or something. He stood up and did a bit of Shakespeare and said, like, "That's your wedding gift from me." Yeah. Yeah.
Mate.
In the bin, mate.
Mate. Mate. Friendship. Right, Matt, you've got... Do you want to quickly talk about someone that you hate that everybody else loves?
I did Jeremy Clarkson, Clarkson.
No, you love Clarkson. Him when everybody hates him, though.
Oh, someone I hate. Oh, yeah. Sorry, big pun. Oh, I don't hate
anyone.
He's
a nice man.
I'm a nice man.
Too diplomatic.
Nice. Oh,
Siski's like working away up at the road. What did I say?
Siskia.
Oh dear.
I had a smoke.
It's this low grade mojito he's drinking.
I had a smoke before I come in as well. I'm sorry, I can't get my words out.
It's got a single leaf of mint in it as a concession to the fact it's trying to be a mojito.
You look so sad when they passed it to you as well. You were like, that's not
I was like, that's not a mojito, is it? That's not enough mint. Why put that amount of mint into a mojito?
That's a cloudy lemonade with one mint leaf in it.
That's like having one strand of spaghetti with your bolognese, isn't it? That's it's not worth it.
I think Coldplay have had a couple of decent tunes.
Yeah.
So why do you keep bringing this up? This is the second time.
We know what's on Rich's playlist. U2 and Coldplay.
The only man that didn't mind unsolicited U2.
Yeah, I'm happy. I don't mind.
Right,
yeah.
Let's move on. I'm not talking about Coldplay again with you.
Yeah, the halftime thing at the Super Bowl with Bruno Mars and that.
Oh, when Beyonce came out. Beyonce came out, everyone went, oh shit, Beyonce's black. That was the bit that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. All right.
it was the album that everyone was like, oh shit. You lot won't get it.
Okay, if you could be anyone other than yourself, who would you be?
Tom Hiddleston.
Save a lot of money on wedding presents.
Oh yeah, we would as well just go around spouting bollocks at people. Happy birthday.
Yeah. You'd save a lot of money on gifts, wouldn't you? Absolutely.
You wouldn't get invited anywhere.
apart from you, Vix later.
No. Wow.
Oprah.
Yeah.
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 Oprah,
really?
Right?
Nice. Why?
Oprah. Oprah's the queen of fucking everything in America. She owns a lot of stuff in America.
So you just want
she
all
owns
of her
Taylor
stuff.
Perry, and Taylor Perry's making money. She is the Dr. Dre of TV.
Hello, mate.
Oh, there we go.
Me and the one other black man in the room. Yes. Yes, mate.
So you just want her stuff. You don't really want to be her.
No.
You just want her things.
No, I want to be her. She's a root. Like.
Mm. And what would you do? Would you give gift to all this lot in here? Like,
yeah. If you look under your chair.
You
now.
Get a dip hit. You 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 get a dip hit.
It's that man stick.
Sorry about that.
Who would you be, Jenny, if you could be anyone?
I'd rather be anyone not being asked this question. What a powerful question you just dropped on me. I love being myself.
Oh.
It's taken me 40 years to get this empowered. Oh. You know you're asking me to be someone else.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank again.
You. Oh, two Atlas. Nights on the trot. Oh. Two nights on the trot.
Someone did not like that answer.
You're going to be her answer now for when all someone right. who's really nice that you secretly hate.
Yeah. I love that. I'm just going to be
somebody
me.
Hates,
I love myself. And
somebody
someone
hates female
Valido.
Empowerment over here.
Nope. Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
That was twat.
Jenny.
I hope this is a running joke because it did happen last night as well.
Oh, no! Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Jenny was getting really earnest about an experience with her childhood friend and someone was like, nope.
It was also going to be funny, but yeah. No one will ever know. I'm never telling anybody ever again.
We didn't know necessarily what all the colours meant backstage. So as you were explaining them, Jenny looked at me and she said, I hope I don't get that one again. I got that one last night.
Brutal. She's had enough.
It's
but like, no,
you know what? I'm at peace with it. It's fine. I'm just memorising your face. How long are you in town for? I'll see you around.
So we all need right. a new category then.
We do.
New ball! Make it a good one. There you go. Oh, that's a powerful ball.
I can't believe that's happened to you again. This can't go on. I'm going to stop giving that panel out. Right.
I hope it goes on forever.
Okay, what's the weirdest job you've ever done?
All
right. What's all right,
hang on. One. An audience this has an one. Answer.
All right, we'll take an audience answer. What's the weirdest job you've ever done? Oh, all mouth in the dark. As soon as you're called to account, I see.
Weirdest job.
Yeah.
Weirdest job.
You've had loads of weird jobs.
Oh, so many weird jobs. There are still people waiting for me to come back from lunch. Like 30 years ago. What was in that sandwich? He's been gone ages. I used to just fuck off. I just go, no, I'm not doing this. And I just leave. There was once I was a lorry driver and an agency
driver.
How
have
driver.
I not heard this?
I forgot all about it. I was an agency driver and I got to the thing. They gave me all the paperwork and I got to the thing. And they went, right, if you just fetch your truck and then you like and then reverse it onto the trailer. And straight I was like, trailer? Oh, I don't think I'm meant to drive articulated lorries. I said in my head. I was like, oh, how hard can it be? I didn't realise you had to have a special licence for this. So I just went, yeah, fine. So I backed it up. And then the guy who was in charge of it, well, he came out and he went, oh, I'll do your thing. And he puts all the leads on the back. And I said, like, thank fuck for that. I don't know how to do that, right? And then I drove off in my articulated lorry. I'm hurtling up the M25. yeah. And then suddenly it all just sort of fell apart and I had to pull over. Because I didn't realise there's like 49 gears on the thing. And I just burnt the gearbox out, drive along in like third.
Oh,
pulled over
God.
And had to call someone and they came out and then they brought another front bit to attach to the trailer and then that went off and then the guy went, let me have a look at your license. And I showed him and he went, oh yeah, he goes, you can drive the front bit but you can't drive it with this. He goes, how did you get away with that? I went, well, I haven't, have I? I'm stuck here. It's and then we had to wait for the breakdown lorry to come. And then when the breakdown lorry came, he went, right, we'll give you a lift back. I went, no, that's all right. And I went up the bank and over the fence and just walked through the fields. It took about 2 hours to get home. I just fucked off into the countryside. Good time.
Someone was looking down on you there.
Yeah, they were. Because I
started to get worried for a while, and I realised you were here telling that story.
Yeah.
So it wasn't going to be that bad.
Well, it just goes to show you the power of yes. You never know where you're going to end up.
That girl would new balls you if she could.
Yeah, she would have done.
The power of yes. No patches here.
I had a weird job.
When I went and did the whole gap year thing in Australia, right? And I was camping in this place. I didn't go uni. I just had the gap year. I just did that bit of it, right? But we were camping.
I switch off my lights.
I'm on a gap year.
I've had a paper round since I was 11. All right, that's like some fun. But we were camping around in this place, and it was a place where they feed wild dolphins, right? The Australian government feed wild dolphins as an educational thing, right? So they have crowds of people gather around, and these dolphins come in from the wild. Because they used to take ice creams and people from people in the 70s, and the government come and went, dolphins really shouldn't be eating ice creams. We're going to have to do something about this, right? So they started just feeding them fish. I got a job with them. My job was to distract the pelicans from the show that was going on.
See, the power of yes.
Yeah, right. So imagine this wild dolphins here, right? Everyone's come from hundreds of miles away to the wild dolphins. I'm over here trying to fucking get a pelican to pay attention to this fish rather than all the fish over there, and it's chasing me down the beach. I didn't see a single dolphin the whole fucking time I was there.
Imagine trying to distract a fucking pelican.
They're massive as well, aren't they?
They're terrifying. They're dinosaurs, mate, as well. Yeah, they are dinosaurs.
Pterodactyls, mate.
Yeah.
They're awful like things. Maritime geese, aren't they, huh? Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
Fuck off.
Pedantry points. I'll accept it.
It's a flying reptile, not a
you
dinosaur.
Didn't know that.
They're all dinosaurs.
I don't think that works as evidence, though.
Yeah. All right, Ross.
I'll give yourself a point for that, Vic.
Give yourself a point. Jeff Goldblum. Oh, it was only socks.
I noticed they didn't pick me up for saying pelicans. Not a dinosaur, though. They picked you up on a pterodactyl.
The thing is, everyone in this room, like, they go, yeah, that's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Seen the pictures, it's a dinosaur. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know that. Fuck you.
It's your accent, Rich. You got penalised there.
Yeah, I did. Snobbery. That's what that was. He don't know he's dinosaurs from his fucking flying lizards.
Jenny?
I mean, there's no way I can top Pelican Distractor.
No, that is a great job. Brilliant play.
That's my favourite John Grisham novel. The Pelican Distractor. Thanks one person who got that.
More people knew that a pterodactyl weren't a dinosaur than knew that awful, wasn't they?
No one knew that. Only this clever lady. No, did very you know clever. That, Jenny?
I did know that.
Oh. Did
you?
Yeah. Well, she is like, it's her job.
It is a bone of contention, ironically enough.
Bones, in the dinosaur community. I like it. That's a good joke.
Thanks, Rich. The only person who's supporting me.
I only want to go.
I've had a variety of awful jobs because I spent a long time as a temp going wherever they would send me. A memorable one, I was a receptionist in a cosmetic surgeon's.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. There are two real bits of gossip. A footballer who I can't remember because he was quite obscure came in to get Botox in his armpits.
What?
It's to stop sweat, but it stops sweat in your
armpits.
It means
did?
You just sweat more everywhere else.
Yeah, it must have.
And he's a footballer. That's kind of part of the job. He's sweating. One of the consultant nurses was trying to explain this to him, but his girlfriend definitely wanted him to have the injection.
Oh,
where's it going to go though? So got
exactly.
To go
well, it spreads out everywhere else, basically.
Yeah.
Gross.
Ooh.
And might have to be leaked out.
Okay.
No.
An in-room exclusive.
Keith Harris of Orville fame had some surgery on his eyelids.
What was wrong with his eyelids?
No, just cosmetic surgery. They were a bit puffy, so he got them trimmed.
But that doesn't strike me as a man with the vanity to...
Well, oh, no, he's a performer. He's been in the business. Imagine, well, he's dead now, so...
Imagine he's been pecked in the eye a lot.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, he used to be. He had that balding man's perm, didn't he? You know, when people, yeah. like men start going bald, and they start to perm yeah. it to make it look like Lenny, what was his name? Lenny Bennett from, oh my God, no one in the I am old.
Yeah, read the room, Rich.
Sorry.
Rich having an out of body experience. Sakisa,
my references
are, you?
Are tight.
Sakisa, you've gone into your safe place. What's going on here?
No, I was listening to everyone. I
didn't think you would until you said that you were.
I was just
very focused.
I have had quite a few jobs before I had my career, and one of the most memorable job is I did a favor for a friend for New Year's Eve. She asked me to be a waiter for her at one of her events. She ran different events, and I didn't know what kind of. I was just like, I'm going to turn up and do her a favor. She'll pay me a fixed fee. That was probably the wrong idea to do. And I turned up, and it turned out that it was a sex party. But the sex party was the how everyone was dressed as animals. Yeah.
What was your role in this?
I was like the server of food. Yeah.
What do they serve at a sex party?
Canapes.
But did you have to be funny really careful? Enough. Like you couldn't give the people dressed as dogs chocolate and things.
Not for the fixed fee.
Not for a fixed fee.
Matt's in the corner distracting the
funny thing. The funny thing is I came in. Because I had no knowledge about what the party was. I just thought it was a normal party. So I came in dressed in like head to toe in black, yeah. Not realizing as I'm black and the room is going to be dark, that I just blend in with everything else. So I'm just there holding silver plates.
Just floating plates.
Like floating plates.
I bet you saw some things.
I saw some things. I saw some things, and now I go regularly. Just not to the animal ones. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know you're into that? That's mad. What happened in your life that you go, yeah, I want to be a frog?
Well, you go on a gap. Go on a gap year.
My favourite one was the guy. My favourite one was the guy that was dressed as a hippo.
Whoa, that's effort.
Because he was a hippo up here.
What, just up the top?
Then yeah, like and then he was just naked. Legs. He was just naked down below.
Wow.
That what? Requires a bit of suspension of disbelief, doesn't
much,
it?
Yeah. How much were you paid to attend this party?
She paid me a fixed fee of £50.
Oh! You got done so wrong.
I know. But the things I saw. That is a...
The things you saw.
Like a Winnie the Pooh style hippopotamus. Just naked from the waist down.
It would be weirder if you come the other way around, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, wait, would you? Yeah, you wouldn't know. I suppose, would you? You wouldn't know if it was an elephant or a hippo.
Yeah, how could you tell? So you have
Oh, someone came as
so
a...
you got to go ahead.
There was a couple that came as a horse, which I thought that was cute. So someone was in the back.
A bit human centipede.
Yeah, someone was in the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone was in the back, someone was in the front. I thought that was quite cute.
With all the love in the world, I mean.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
well.
So is dinosaur not just the name of the whole of all of them? I thought dinosaur was like the name of all those creatures.
Paleontology
from back
corner.
Then. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's just dinosaurs were just the whole thing. I didn't realise they were separate things. So really, you know what? Every day's a school day, isn't it? I didn't know.
Well,
that.
We're laughing, we're learning.
Yeah.
Right, unbelievably, that is the end.
Jesus.
Oh, it's exciting. It's Fruit Machine, right? You get to roll some dice.
Why
this was way more exciting when I planned it than it's actually been so far. Oh. So yeah. Let's give it some welly.
Right, roll the dice.
Honestly, I thought this was going to go off, and it's just people rolling dice.
Yes.
Five, yeah.
Powerful five.
A powerful five.
Ooh. Come on. I don't know if that's good. Right. I don't know what your system is.
So we know you've got a five.
I got a strong five.
But we don't know what everybody else has got because that ruins the game because you reveal the winner.
A five's pretty strong.
A five is pretty strong.
But it's feeling beatable. Good about
it? Right, well, I do the maths.
They might have been D20s. I don't know.
Well, you'd know if they were D20s because they'd
the
have 20
The people
sides.
Listening at home don't know.
Are you talking about what the die are called?
Oh, dice. You learned. Well, we got told off last time.
We did get told off last time.
We're like, oh, it's not dice, it's dime. It's like, well, there's four of them. Right, anyway, that is boring admin when we were embarrassed because someone called us out on the wrong word.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Welcome to Saturday morning, everybody. Right, Jenny, you're the winner. You, Rich would have won on his own merit for the first time, and you stole it.
Get
at
in.
The gate. So Jenny's the official winner, thanks to the fruit machine cart. Sorry,
yeah,
Rich.
Fruit
it could have been you.
Thanks, Dinosaur Man.
I got into an argument at Dinosaurs.
And you still won't let it go. You still won't let it go, will you? Look, he was gonna let it go.
I'm just happy to be
fucked out. We're here every night, unbelievably. Different panel every night, but Rich is always here. Jenny's here for most of them, but you won't see these fuckers again. So,
see, I'm here another day. I will be here on another day.
No, we have booked you for another one. Not you, Matt. Sorry.
He's got to go back to bothering pelicans.
Thank you to the panel people. Well played, panel people. And to our brilliant tech, Joe Hollingworth. Yay! And all the brilliant stuff, the underbelly. This has been Comedy Arcade, and you are now free to go. Yay! Thanks for listening to the Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can, and subscribe, and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh, and this is What's Upset You Now. The USP is, it's only 15 minutes.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.